So the Israelites, understandably, crying out to God, specifically to God, for mercy and for deliverance. They weren't just crying out. They weren't crying out to the sky. They weren't crying out to the stars. They weren't crying out to the moon. That's pretty significant, because there have been times when they did all of those things. They cried out to the stars. They have prayed to the moon. They've worshiped the stars, literally. And so here we go. Now they realize and accept, acknowledge that they need God. And so they cry out to God for deliverance until he raises up a man who started out as a baby. It is so important that we see how God does things. Moses started out as a baby at a point where the Pharaoh was just so ruthless that he was working very, very diligently to have, to basically just wipe out the male population for a time, the male population of the Israelites, wanting those 2 years and under to be killed, wanting every male baby born to the Israelites to be killed. The girl babies could live, but the male babies, he wanted killed as soon as they were born. Moses was spared. And Pharaoh's daughter ended up spotting the child as he was, as you know, placed in a basket and put in the water, the Nile, by the bulrushes. And while she was out there bathing, she noticed him. And one thing led to another. Moses ended up being taken to his mother to be breastfed, raised up, nurtured. But at the same time, Moses was raised up in the household of the Pharaoh, because the Pharaoh's daughter raised him almost as though Moses was her son. This very child who was spared by Pharaoh's daughter would be the very one whom God would raise up to deliver his people from that cruel bondage in Egypt. From slavery, cruel slavery in Egypt. Through a series of events, Moses had an encounter with God who made clear to him he wanted him to return to Egypt so that he could deliver his people. And as you know, some time went by because God told Moses, the Pharaoh's not going to just let you all walk out. I mean, this was free labor. Free labor. Just like here in America. For decades and decades and decades and decades, free labor. And a lot of people are trying to take us back to that now. Only this time around, it's going to be people of various colors that they'll try to ensnare and trap, use for free labor, and not just prisoners either. And sure enough, Pharaoh wasn't just letting the Israelites walk out of there. He resisted and resisted and resisted until finally he lost his firstborn son. And every firstborn son of the Egyptians, whether human or animal, was killed. They didn't just happen to die. They were killed at God's command. And finally, the Pharaoh let the Israelites go. Now, I wanted to just share that with you because I know a lot of people are very familiar with the story, very aware of what happened. But I also know that some people are not. Not everyone is. And so I just wanted to sum that up. Give me that summary so that we would have that highlight to see just how pivotal this was, how pivotal Moses' life was, how pivotal Joseph's life was. So much centered around, pivoted around Joseph and his faithfulness to God. Joseph, faithful to God, so faithful that God had him raised up to the most, to the second highest position in the highest, most powerful nation in the earth at that time, and used him to save many, many people from starvation. And then that same people who began to populate the earth, the nation of Egypt, unfortunately, decided to fall into sin, become entangled in sin, indulge in sin, and their circumstances changed dramatically. And don't get me wrong, not everyone who finds themselves in negative circumstances are there necessarily because of sin. Because remember, I told you, it was not because of sin that Joseph ended up as a slave in Egypt or in prison. It was because of the sins of others that Joseph found himself in the situation that he was in. It was because of the sins of his brothers, including their hatred for Joseph, that he ended up as a slave. It was because of the sin of Potiphar's wife, who was overcome by her lust. And then her vindictiveness, her vindictive spirit, that Joseph ended up in prison. That we don't always find ourselves in negative circumstances because we're doing wrong, particularly when it comes to individual circumstances. The circumstances of individuals, very often we'll find ourselves in negative circumstances because we are doing right, because we are pleasing God. And Satan, who hates God, is not pleased. And many of the people who love Satan are not pleased. And so they come together with their plans to mess up the life of that person that they hate, that they despise, that they resent for doing right, for pleasing the holy God, the righteous God. Pivotal points. How many times have you found yourself in a situation where something negative was happening to you, but not because you had done wrong, but because you had done right? Be like Joseph and remain faithful to God no matter what. Whatever God has promised you, hold on to that dream, just like Joseph did, even while he was an imprisoned slave. Because remember, he was still in a foreign country that he had not traveled to on his own will. He was there against his will, but he had to be there, so he made the best of it. That's what we should do. Make the best of even the circumstances that are against us. Pivotal moments in our lives, how do we respond to them? Of course, we had Egypt, or rather the Israelites, as a nation, together in that one nation being mistreated. But when you look at the kingdom of God's family, the household of God, spread out all around the world, an individual believer here, an individual believer there, two or three in this household, three or four in that household, but spread out all around the world, but still being mistreated. Yes, God is still very aware of his plan for each one of us, as well as for all of us as a whole. Let's hold on to the dream, especially the hope of one day being set free from what is happening here and receiving glorified bodies that will reunite with our glorified spirits, so that we live in eventually in a new earth with a new heaven, wherein will dwell righteousness forever, with joy and peace that we cannot imagine in this life, but they're ours if we just remain faithful to our God. Just like Joseph did, just like Moses did, when he faithfully delivered the people from the hand of their cruel enemies, that cruel Pharaoh with all his cruel army and his cruel associates. God, through the hand of Moses, delivered them. God, through miracles that only God could work. God, through punishments that God had power to mete out, punishing the Pharaoh and all of his associates for refusing to let God's people go and let them do what God had called them to do. That same God is the same yesterday. He is the same God today as he was then. Yes, indeed. Are you holding on to the dream? And more importantly, are you holding on to God?